1. England, 1813. Miss Amelia Blackmore knew that she should be paying attention to the ceremony, but she found her interest waning. Her eyes strayed towards the windows of the church, longing to be outside. It was such a lovely morning. The sun shone and the birds sang from every tree. It was a perfect day to be riding her horse through the fields behind her townhouse. She wanted to reach into her reticule and check the time on her father's gold pocket watch. Surely this wedding was almost over, she thought. It felt as though it had been going on for hours. She should be elated about this wedding, considering she and her sisters had successfully matched Mr. Dunn with Miss Teresa. But all she could seem to do was count the moments until it was over. Frankly, she didn't know why she felt so restless. She usually loved weddings. There was no greater joy than watching someone marry their true love. Her older sister, Catherine, was dedicated to ensuring that all their clients were paired with someone that they could fall hopelessly in love with. Mr. Dunn and Miss Teresa were no exception. They had bonded over their love for dams and engineering. A smile came to her face at that thought. Mr. Dunn was exceptionally interested in dams and was constantly reading books about them. He would read them at the most inopportune times as well. Despite that, Miss Teresa had fallen for Mr. Dunn and his eccentric ways. The sound of clapping snapped her out of her reverie, and her gaze shifted to the front of the room. The happy couple was holding hands and smiling broadly at one another. Although she found great relief that the wedding was finally over, she couldn't help but be delighted for the groom and his bride. The genuine smiles on their faces made it evident to everyone how dearly they loved one another. After Mr. Dunn and his bride departed from the church, her younger sister Hannah nudged her arm with her shoulder. "You seem a little preoccupied this morning." "I am," Amelia admitted. "Why is that?" "I am not entirely sure," Amelia replied with a half shrug. "But I found my attention wandering." A playful smile came to her sister's lips. "Perhaps shopping will help with your humdrum." Her back stiffened against the wooden pew. "No, it wouldn't." "I think it would. It most definitely would not." Hannah shifted on the bench towards her. "I find it odd that you are so opposed to shopping," she said. "One could always use more fabric, a hat or ribbon." "I trust the dressmaker will make the appropriate selections for me, and I have yet to be disappointed." "I would agree that your dresses are exquisite, but I need a new ball gown." "Another one?" Hannah gave her an amused look. "One cannot have too many ball gowns." "Yes, they can," Amelia muttered under her breath. Her older sister, Catherine, the Marchioness of Berkshire, spoke up from the other side of Hannah. "We all could use new ball gowns, and I do need to pick up the shoes that I ordered from Wood's shop." Amelia let out an unladylike groan. "I don't want to sort through all the fabric with Hannah. She always takes an enormous amount of time selecting one."
"It is true," Hannah replied, unabashed. "I enjoy having a truly unique fabric for my ball gowns."
Catherine rose from her seat and smoothed down her jonquil muslin gown. "Perhaps we could just purchase a new hat today."
"I would love a new hat," Hannah responded enthusiastically as she rose from the pew. "I haven't purchased one in ages."
"You mean 2 weeks ago?" Amelia asked, rising. "You seem to forget you dragged me to the milliner's shop to pick up your new hat a week ago last Tuesday."
Hannah gave her an amused look. "But I have already worn that hat in public twice now. It is hardly new any more."
The green feather on Amelia's hat had drooped over the rim and she blew on it, watching it take flight. "I suppose I could use a new hat," she admitted begrudgingly. She hadn't purchased one since last season.
"Excellent," Hannah exclaimed, clapping her hands together. "We shall have such fun together."
They exited the church and Catherine went to inform their driver and footman of their plans. As they started walking towards the shops on Bond Street, their two liveried footmen followed behind them discreetly. Catherine came to a stop in front of Wood's shop and said, "I shall be just a moment to pick up my shoes." Hannah walked a short distance and stopped outside of a jeweller's shop. She took a step closer to the storefront window. "What has caught your eye?" Amelia asked as she came to stand next to her. Hannah pointed towards a round gold locket.
"Isn't that exquisite?"
"It is," Amelia agreed. "Would you care